Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. I'm going to be joined tonight by Annie Cyrus to talk about the breaking news out of Iraq. Breaking news out of Iraq. And so our Middle East expert on Iran, Iraq, Islam, associate producer and Lindell TV, WVW TV broadcaster, Annie Cyrus will join us. We'll be joined in a few minutes then by Daniel Greenfield as well. Daniel Greenfield as well. Was the CIA involved in helping load up airplanes full of a bunch of terrorists to bring to the U.S.? Did the CIA know who the bomber was, what he looked like before the bomb went off? Hello. Can you say false flag? Perhaps. Well, we'll get into that tonight. And then we'll talk with Patrick Wood on technocracy, Patrick Wood. And then we'll also talk with Mike Adams of Natural News. Mike Adams of Natural News on what the global elite are doing to guarantee we have a global famine. What the global elite are doing to guarantee we have a global famine. Mike Adams will join us tonight. So quite the lineup tonight. Annie Cyrus, Daniel Greenfield, Patrick Wood, and Mike Adams. Now, a little bit of housekeeping before we get to all that. First of all, we gave out a wrong email address tonight on the Lindell Report for you to send your cast vote records to. Let me give you the correct email. It is castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. That's the correct one. castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. That's the correct email. All right. Another announcement I want to make today, something we have really never done here for many, 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 many years since going to internet. I would say 90% or more of our orders, 95% of our orders come in through the internet, right? So we don't really mess with the phone orders because we don't have the staff for them. Well, I've got another song for you, friends. That's what Glenn Campbell used to say. Got another song for you, friends. I've got good news for you, friends. We have someone that is now answering the phone. That's their job. They answer the phone. They have a dedicated line, and they answer the phone to take phone orders. Now, this is not, I don't know how to work Frank Speech or your website, Brandon, or I have invented some new product I want Mike Lindell to look at. That is not what this phone number is for. So please, don't abuse this opportunity. Now, why are we doing this? Because some of you I know, I've heard from you over the years, you don't own a computer, some of you. Some of you are watching on Roku, and so that's it. You don't own a computer. Some of you do, but you don't want to order online. You don't want to put your information in a computer. And that's, I understand. That's your prerogative, and I understand. So we're offering you the opportunity now to actually make phone orders of our freeze-dried food, my book deals, Grave Influence, Marxianity, the Ozark tickets. If you'd like to get the Ozark tickets and you'd say, I really want to go to that, but I don't want to order online, this is what our order line is for. So if you are someone who doesn't mind surfing online, and so you go to wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com, and you see what's there, because again, some of you, you have computers. You just don't want to order off a computer. You'd rather look online and then order by phone, okay? If that's you, we now have a phone number, and there's someone standing by. Operators are standing by right now. 901, all right? 468-9... I got to put my glasses on to read this. 901-468-9357, all right? 901-468-9357. You see it on the screen there. Now, it's just one person that takes the calls. I guess when I announced it for the very first time today on my 60 radio stations, that person has been busy all day. And I was like, well, we could do this 9 to 5. No, if you're going live tonight, mention it, you know. So they're a very dedicated person. They're a hard worker, and they're eager to help you. So if you would like to order freeze-dried food, my book Marxianity, my book Grave Influence, if you would like to order Ozark tickets, any of the other emergency supplies, you can now use that. Again, we prefer you order over the internet. A lot easier for us. The system's automatic. The labels are printed automatic. But for those of you that don't want to do that, we don't want to miscount you from being involved. Okay, so 901-468-9357. All right, that's the number. I'll give it a couple more times. We'll leave it on the screen too. But that's not, a phone number for asking a million questions. It's real only for orders, all right? And some of you are asking, what time does the Ozark Conference start on the 14th of October, that Friday night? 6 p.m. I'll get the times on there. Stupid me. I guess I didn't realize that wasn't on there. So I'll see that the start times on Friday night, 6 p.m. Central. Someone said, I heard, we're coming from California, but we don't know what time the conference starts. Yeah, that's House. He wasn't thinking. So 6 p.m. Central. By the way, you can grab dinner at the resort before it starts. But also during one of the breaks, we have a full buffet and you pay. So here's the other question we get. Does the cost of the ticket include your food and lodging? No. Are you kidding? So that's just the cost of the conference. You're going to have to pay for your own food unless you're registering for the banquets. And then your own lodging, of course. All that there is on the website at wvwtvstore.com. But like Friday night, we'll get going, and about an hour and a half in, we'll have a break. And there's generally a buffet. It's a cash buffet. So we're going to feed you. It's going to be like going on a cruise, but you don't have to worry about going on a cruise. So there'll be a lot of food offered up for you to purchase during the breaks and whatnot. Coffee. We have complimentary coffee and hot tea and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. The Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up. Full details at wvwtvstore.com. All right. Got all that business out of the way. We're joined now by a phone. She's got to join us tonight by phone. But she's going to be back with us tomorrow night for, I think, a whole hour. Annie and I are going to start about a weekly series here for a few weeks. We'll tell you about that tomorrow night. A big, big news item we'll be covering for an hour tomorrow night. And she'll be with us. So you can actually see her. But tonight she joins us by phone because I've asked her to join me at the very last moment due to breaking news out of Baghdad. In fact, guys, if you will go over to worldviewreport.com, because I understand the boys can't see my computer tonight in the control room. Normally, they can mirror my computer. Guys, go over to worldviewreport.com. Click this article here, third from the top. Several killed as Baghdad's green zone unravels. White House denies embassy evacuation reports. Click on that. Scroll down the page. I think there are some. I know there are. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are several. Is that me or you? That's you? Play a couple of those real quick. Play a couple of those. All right, that's gunfire, and this is reportedly in the green zone. For those of you who don't know what the green zone is, this is where you have a lot of Americans. We have a U.S. embassy there. Listen to that. It sounds like automatic gunfire, doesn't it, folks? I don't know if Annie's can make out what they're saying there. Go to the next one. Annie's going to give us an update. She speaks multiple languages. Again, Baghdad is in trouble tonight. That is a lot of shooting. Go to one more. Let's try one more. All right, that's what's coming out of Baghdad tonight. What is going on? Joining us is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome to the broadcast short notice. Could you understand anything they were saying on those videos in whatever language, Arabic or whatever language that was?
They are speaking Iraqi Arabic, but no, I couldn't. The gunshots are overriding the voices to where I can make out what they're saying. But if it is, and I can't see what you're playing, so I'm just hearing it. But if it is one of the videos of the green zone that I saw about half an hour ago, it's people running from the gunshots. Again, I can't make out the words, but my guess is what normal people would say when they're running away from gunshots.
You know, yeah.
Run, hide, take cover, or something like that. But
what's happening tonight in Baghdad? What's this all about?
So the first quick things I need to say, this is not Baghdad only. It has a spread across the country. As of about 2 hours and two and a half an hours ago, or maybe less, the entire country is on lockdown under martial law. No one in, no one out. Also, every province is on lockdown. No one in, no one out. Also, every city, street, and house is on lockdown. So the full lockdown across the country. The uprising has gone from Green Zone, Baghdad, all the way to Basra, to Dara, and some other bigger cities as well. This is a civil war. By Western media calling him a politician, but in reality, a Shia Islamic leader has announced our time zone last night that he is stepping aside from all things politics of Iraq. His followers have taken the streets, stormed Green Zone in a protest of him stepping down because he was never able to create the government. Him and his father have been trying to do for almost 42 years now. So this is a religious being, Shia Muslim versus Sunni Muslims inside Iraq civil war.
So this is a Shiite Muslim versus Sunni.
Yes. So the current now let me quickly do this because it is important. His father, the Sadr father, the first original creator of the militia group known as Mahdi Army, the 12th Imam of Shia, Mahdi.
And by the way, the 12th Imam Mahdi, he comes through great chaos. That's globally, there's a lot of chaos, and he comes through this great chaos. That's what their eschatology or end time belief is, correct?
Very correct. Exactly. So Mahdi Army was originally put together by his father, who was assassinated and killed by order of Saddam Hussein because he was a Shia leader who was getting way too much momentum, especially with support of Khomeini back in mid-80s when the Iran-Iraq war was going on.
Saddam Hussein a Sunni leader?
Yes. Saddam Hussein. Okay. Now, mind you, to be fair, as horrible of a person Saddam Hussein was, he was not a religious leader. He was a country leader. He was a dictator who happened to be a Sunni Muslim.
Okay.
But when the Iran-Iraq was going on, the father, Sad's father, started gaining momentum with the backing of Khomeini to turn Iraq into another Islamic republic, such a supreme leader government as Iran.
So they wanted to turn... This guy's father wanted to turn Iraq into a religious government like Iran, backed by Iran. So basically, Iran would be taking over Iraq.
Pretty much, exactly. Because especially at that point, Sadr didn't have a candidate for supreme leader. So the agreement was for Khomeini to support Sadr's movement. Then when they win, Khomeini will be the supreme leader of both countries, Iraq and Iran. But Saad would be the president who will run the orders by Khomeini as he controls the country.
So the father was killed by Saddam Hussein.
Yes. However, it wasn't a quote-unquote government arrest and execution. No, Saddam Hussein basically told his people, find him, kill him. So it's in the history, it went down as assassination. He was assassinated. His son was a young kid, so they went into hiding. And then after the 2003 of, you know, American situation, military in Iraq, he resurfaced as a 30-something-year-old man and reclaimed his father's movement and managed to actually get millions and millions of Shia Iraqis behind him. He tried the same thing the father did. He failed, and he failed, and he failed, and last night, our time, he decided this isn't working. So he figured if he put out a tweet saying, I'm stepping aside, exactly what happened will happen, meaning millions of his followers will march the streets and try to overthrow the president or the government that's in place right now to make him happy to come back.
Mm.
That is literally what's going on right now.
So how did they get inside the green zone? I thought the green zone was had like a big wall around it, was very secure.
Actually, that's interesting. There is no secure enough walls around green zone.
Okay.
There isn't. Storming it is just as easy as the storming our embassy in Iran in 1979. Do pardon my language. Just this is what Iranians do say, so I'm just going to repeat it in English. If you are good enough of a monkey to climb up fast enough and you have guns to start shooting as soon as you land on the other end, you got to make it to green zone.
Okay. I guess the great big wall would be around the U.S. embassy.
That is correct. And you were correct. We are refusing to evacuate. However, I did find a video. It's like a 40-second video reported by Mehr News, which is Islamic Republic of Iran's government news, that a helicopter landed in area of our embassy. They are not saying who this helicopter belongs to.
In fact, let's go back to that. Go back to that page we were on, guys. Scroll down the page to where it says U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from the green zone. You could just play a second of that if you want. But that's what she's referring to, I'm sure.
It just shows a helicopter landing behind a huge tree.
No, it's one at the bottom. It's got a let's see. I'll tell you which one it is. It's the on the website. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's be the sixth video, not picture, but the sixth video from the top. It actually says U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from the green zone. That's the tweet. It's a tweet. And it's got a video embedded in the tweet.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The plan was to evacuate, but then the plan changed to not evacuate. Reason, the country is on lockdown. So if we get our employees out of our own soil, being our embassy, they are in more danger. That is the safest place because we can't get them out of the country. They have literally locked the country down. There is no way out of Iraq. So if we take him out of that building, 1979 hostage situation will repeat itself. The Shia Muslims on the streets will get our employees as hostages.
Well, one has to wonder if this helicopter is removing the ambassador or some really high-ranking couple people and leaving everybody else behind.
That is a very good possibility. Yes. Are we getting some of the important people out? Possibly. But I
think all the people are important, but ability to torture and get tons of intel, I would think you'd have to have, you know, you'd want to get some of these ambassadors out.
But here's my question. Remember how accidentally you left all of these devices behind in Afghanistan where
yes.
they were able to hide? I want to know how many of those devices accidentally are going to leave in Green Zone.
Oof.
Just out of curiosity, like, who's going to accidentally leave the gate open?
Do you think this is going to escalate to a full-fledged civil war and Iraq is going to fall?
From what I'm seeing, yes. As of right now, 20 people are dead, 28 people are injured, and all of these people belong to the Saad group, the Shia people are there. Now, mind you, the timing is very questionable. Let me tell you why the timing is questionable. In the Arabic Islamic calendar, right now is what's called as Arba'in, meaning a lot of Muslims, especially Shia Iranian Muslims, are either on their way or they already made it to Iraq for a Shia religious ritual. As of yesterday, 7,000 Iranian Shias are inside Baghdad for the quote-unquote, I'm using the air quote finger thing right now, of the religious ritual. Are those 7,000 there? You see what I mean by the timing is very weird. Two days before the Arba'in, that's the day of the ritual. 2 days before Arba'in, Saad decided to tweet out the retirement or quitting the job. Iraqi Shias stormed the street. The person in charge of religious tour of Iran, make a call to Baghdad to make sure 7,000 Iranians are safe. All of this is starting to look like, so when was it on your show I said, watch as Iran's going to try to take Iraq?
Yeah, you did.
That is where it's going. They made it Arbaeen. They made these are all pre-planned. That's why I believe this will escalate. However, our media is going to zone it out. They're going to cover it up. They're not going to report on it anymore.
Well, that's why it's so important that we're here with you.
Absolutely. Now, I don't mean to distract from our topic, but while looking into this report, I come across something else. I'm going to be very honest. If you hear any tension or anxiety in my voice, it is not about what's happening in Baghdad. It's about another breaking news I just discovered that is putting all of us in America in danger. And people like me, I literally, what I blurbed out to a friend of mine who's here with me, I said, if this goes through, I'm dead. I just don't know it yet.
What is this?
For the gathering of the United Nations in New York, our government has signed off for Ebrahim Raisi to be here in New York.
Tell our audience
Ebrahim
who that is.
Ebrahim Raisi is the current president of Islamic Republic of Iran. He's known as the butcher of Tehran by Iranians. He is under investigation for three different charges of war crime. He is under personal sanction by federal government of United States of America. He is behind half of the bounties put on Iranian dissident journalists and activists. And he's also behind IRGC saying, unless Trump is trialed by the government, we will take revenge for Soleimani. This man is coming to New York. This man is coming to United States of America.
Do you know when?
That date has not been released, but trust me, since I'm going to be, I don't know, probably dyeing my hair blonde and putting blue eye contact and cut my legs shorter, I need to know when I need to start doing that. So I will literally look at that date.
And the reason this is so troubling to you as a former Iranian and what you've been doing and saying with us for years here is if we're letting him into the U.S., this basically tells you the Biden regime is a puppet of Iran.
Absolutely.
And we're going to deal with this for a whole we're going to deal with this for a whole hour tomorrow night because I called you up on what day was it? Sunday.
Sunday. Yes, you're correct.
And I said, Annie, I think that this whole Marxist, you know, the media, everybody talking about Marxism, which is fine. We should be talking about it. I've been writing about it for years, as you know. But we also have been talking about the red-green axis. And I said, I believe the emphasis on Marxism and the communist is being used now as a distraction to cover for the green. There's the red-green axis, the red being Marxism, the green being the green representative of the jihadi Islamic flags. I'm not telling this to Annie. She knows this. I'm telling this to any new people. I believe the constant talk about Marxism, the border, inflation, all of these issues, which are important issues to talk about. But a lot of that is being used. A lot of that is being used to cover for what the Islamists are doing. So it's, look over here while the Iranians and the Islamists are making their move on America. That's what we're going to get into tomorrow night, correct?
Absolutely. And as you said, we're going to do an hour every week until we put all the information out for everyone who's willing to listen.
And so your concern that the president of Iran is being invited to speak at the United Nations in New York is further proof that not only are we giving him everything he wants, but the Biden regime is just a puppet of Iran.
Yes. And again, this isn't like we had Ahmadinejad come. We had Rouhani come and talk. It's one thing that we have the president of Islamic Republic of Iran coming. It's the who. Based on our own law, this man is under sanction and investigation for war crimes. Doesn't matter if this is a UN event or not. He is not allowed in this land. That's what our law says. Now, my question is, did behind closed doors, somewhere secretly, Biden lift his sanction? Because if that happened, I'm dead. I just don't know it yet.
And the reason you say that is because then this regime would allow for the rounding up of Iranian dissidents, such as yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I told you when Salman Rushdie was attacked, I said it on the air on my radio show and maybe here on TV, but I certainly said it on radio. You remember me pontificating. I said, what are the chances the Biden regime or the FBI gave him up as to where he was and where he was going to be speaking? Because I don't think it was advertised or promoted. So how would that guy have known? So I said, what are the chances that our own corrupt federal government gave up Soleimani Rushdie because this regime, this government, is doing the bidding of the Marxist and the Islamist, the Red Green Axis? Remember me saying that?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And my answer was, I'm pretty sure it is exactly what happened.
So the concern is then they would start giving up American Iranians such as yourself.
Absolutely. We're going to be handed over. And that's the thing. If Ebrahim Raisi is not under sanction, I mean, who cares if he's under sanction or not? He lands in America. We have reported on so many just simple Iranian imams coming to America, giving one a speech, and Florida gay club shooting happened. They came to America, gave a speech in the Boston Mosque, and the Boston Marathon bombing happened. You think the butcher of Tehran comes to New York and we're not going to all disappear or be assassinated? That's not possible. This man put an order of 800 execution in one morning. 800 executed Iranians in one morning in Tehran. That's how he earned the name Butcher of Tehran. This was way before he was the president. And by the way, he's also the first option to sit in as the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran after Khamenei because he has all the credentials.
Mm. All right, we'll
and
have a full...
this man in this country.
So the breaking news tonight is there appears to be a civil war underway in Iraq. Is that what you're reporting?
Yes, it is a religious civil war, basically a Shia group of people wanting to turn Iraq into a Shia-governed country versus the current government, which is a Muslim group, but not running it based on Sharia.
Okay, so the Sunnis and the Shiites are going at it.
Exactly.
All right. We'll get an update from you tomorrow night, plus what we said we were going to talk about that we planned on Sunday. Her website, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. And as always, we ask you to pray for Annie's safety. Liveuptofreedom.com. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brennan. Please stay safe.
You too.
Sure thing.
I don't know how much to say here. She has 12 fatwas on her head. That's not a secret. She talks about that. She's reported to us that the 12th one from Iran is for working with me, for doing what she just did. When she translates what's going on in Iran from their language, Arabic or whatever else it is, because she can speak a few languages and there are different dialects or whatever. When she translates those from the Islamic Revolutionary Corps, Guard Corps websites or social media, and then brings that to us, that's what is reportedly got her her 12th fatwa. But what it also means is that there are a group of people that are watching to see what that means for us. And so when she said, be safe, and of course we're concerned about her, she's concerned about us. The reality is the fact that she and I work together and we bring you this show has made us a target. And this is why a lot of people won't report. This is why a lot of people will not have her on or people like her. Because it does come with a price. It skylines you. It puts you in a spotlight. So we're not going to stop reporting. But I will tell you that the fact we have her on this network, that I work with her, that she's associate producer with me and my researcher and expert on this, and I gave her her own show, that also makes us a target. And there have been some things that have been uncovered related to some of these groups that are now talking about us as well. So that's why she said the comment about be safe, because it's now an issue for, well, any of us that give people like her or Usama or Sharam or Robert Spencer, any of these people we give a platform to, then we start becoming a threat because we're giving those people a platform. But we're not backing down, just the way it is. Because if you don't stand up to them now, they're going to eventually take over anyway.